Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and welcome to Spring Fun Drive. Twice a year, I come to you and ask you to support me in this program, The Art of Jazz. 52 times a year, I am here with you and presenting this art. The magic number, an 800 number that is toll-free in all of North America, 1-NPR. KPLU, or if you're a number person, 1-677-5758. And we have volunteers here who are spending their Sunday afternoon with me and with you, and we'll tell you all about the special gifts and things that you can do. Now, the challenge is a biggie. $7,500 will be an addition to what happens during my program if I get 150 calls, which means 150 pledges. It doesn't make any difference the amount. What you can afford, you're telling us, and specifically me, that you listen to the program, you like the program, and you want to help out. So whatever you can do, 1-800-677-5758. My program is a mixture because the art is a mixture, and we are a mixture. And as soon as we learn that, we might start getting along, I suppose. And the jazz, recorded jazz, started about 1917. And I'm sure it was going on long before that. Eddie Condon is up first for your listening pleasure. Condon came out of the original tradition of what came from the matrix of the music, that is, the music of New Orleans and what happened to it in Chicago, and he was part of that. And he kept that alive with some additions by some very fine musicians. So we'll hear three in a row for you. And give me a call in support of the Art of Jazz, 1-800-NPR-KPLU, and hear from me to you. Is Eddie Condon.
see you, Miss Jean.
Those guys. Well, I'm going to tell you who they were. That's Eddie Condon's band, Wild Bill Davison, cornet, Cutty Cutshell, trombone, Edmund Hall, clarinet, Gene Schrader on piano, Condon guitar, Walter Page on bass, George Wetling on the drums. What'd they play? They played jazz. Louisiana. No, first at the Jazz Band Ball by Nick LaRocca and Harry Shields. That's the original Dixieland Jazz Band. And Louisiana by J.C. Johnson and Bob Schaffer. Old Man River by Jerome Kern. All that occurred on an evening of 1955 for Columbia Records. Now, Eddie Condon is part of the picture of what the Art of Jazz is all about. And if you like that, give me a call. We've had some calls. We need 150 by 6 o'clock. If we get 150 calls, we get $7,500 more. 1-800-677-5758. 1-NPR-KPLU. We'll get you in touch with our volunteers here, and it will be a nice thank you from you to me. I'm here for you, and I'm here for the music, and I know you are too, so give us a call. And by the way, This is the next to the last day, which means we have shortened considerably our fun drive time because we know that you would prefer to be hearing the news and the jazz and all that we present. And so tomorrow is the last day. And this is the only day that you can support me. That's right. If you listen to The Art of Jazz, your call is beneficial to keeping this program on the air. I'd like to thank a couple of people who called in. We've had more than two. I see Vicki. Thanks a lot. She's from Lacey. And John in Seattle. Thanks for your kind comments, John. Appreciate it. Excuse me. Walter Page, who played bass in that Condon band, is important. And we're going to get on to him in one of his early bands. But first, the business at hand. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Demetrius Jazz Alley. Thursday, April 1st through Sunday, the 4th, it's the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. Also, Chick Corea and Gary Burton reunited April 13th and 14th. Information and reservations at jazzalley.com.
Walter Page, as I said about Condon, he came out of the stream from New Orleans to Chicago and continued on with that. Walter Page was in a different stream. He was in the Kansas City, Missouri stream. And such a history that is. I mean, that gave us Count Basie. If you like Basie, you know where it came from. It used to be called Territory Bands. And Walter Page put together a band where he played tuba or string bass. And he called it Walter Page's Blue Devils. They made one record. They were playing all the time down there. And I'm going to play that one record, both sides, for you. Here is Walter Page's Blue Devils, 1929, in Kansas City for Vocalion Records. Give me a call, 1-800-677-5758, 1-NPR-KPLU.
Thank you.
Walter Page's Blue Devils in Kansas City, Missouri in 1929 for Vocalion Records, the only record they made. Walter Page playing tuba on the first and string bass on the second and leading the band. It's quite something. That's an incredible piece of work. And I would imagine that if you heard the band the next day, it would sound different on those two tunes because they were playing from the heart. We're not sure who the pianist is, and nobody asked Walter Page a question, which I would have. I wanted to, but never found him in time, if Basie was the pianist. Willie Lewis has been suggested. Hot Lips Page, however, was playing the trumpet, and Buster Smith, who was a great influence on Charlie Parker, played alto and clarinet there. If you listen to it again sometime, if you get a chance, you'll hear Charlie Parker in there. Jimmy Rushing singing. All that. Buster Smith's work is something. And Reuben Roddy, tenor player there, sort of hidden in amongst. And it shows, you know, that we, humans, and all of the positive nature of us, hold hands in that sense and pass the spirit along. And that's what we want you to do. This gives you a chance to give me your spirit and call 1-800-677-5758, 1-NPR, KPLU, and say thank you to me and thank you to the music that I play for you that you enjoy. It doesn't make any difference what the amount is. If we have 150 phone calls by 6 o'clock, which is not much, I hear from you on my email at home, that in a month, easily enough. And as you know, if you've been listening to the program, I have requests come in from around the country and elsewhere, and requests coming in. And that's great. I like to hear from you, and I like to do what I can for you. I'm here doing that 52 weeks a year, and twice a year I ask you to give me a hand in that sense to keep the program on the air. Keep something positive in the nature of humanity. That whole thing about Walter Page, I want to add one more here, because Bill Basie was in KMBC radio studio in Kansas City a few days before that record was made. And he was there with his friend Hattie North Johnson, and they did this. Basie at the piano and Hattie North Johnson singing, KMBC Radio in Kansas City, Missouri, 1929, Lovin' That Man Blues. And if you like that sound, then support the program now. We need 150 calls by 6 o'clock, and I'm sure we can do that easily, whatever the amount. And if we get the 150 calls, we get $7,500 additional dollars from listeners to this program, all right, who are helping out doing their part. Plus, we have volunteers here who are doing their part. Be happy to talk with you and tell you what's available and extra things and so on and so forth, whatever the pledge is. We'd like to get a basic pledge of $45, but if you can't make that, you can make a call and make what you can, and that counts. That keeps the activity breathing here, and you want that to happen, I'm sure. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Demetrius Jazz Alley, Thursday, April 1st through Sunday the 4th. It's the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. Also, Chick Corea and Gary Burton reunited April 13th and 14th. Information and reservations at jazzalley.com.
And support for KPLU comes from
Kenmore Air, flying year-round from Seattle to the San Juan Islands, Port Angeles, Victoria, and seasonally to 40 destinations in British Columbia. Details at kenmoreair.com, flying the Pacific Northwest since 1946.
Well, the calls are coming in, and we need to hear from you and your pledge and your call, which would enable us to get the extra money at the end of the program at 6 o'clock. I heard from Columbus, Ohio, heard from a lot of people, but I'd like to mention Columbus, Ohio, because I talk about people who call in from elsewhere. Robert, thanks a lot. And Brad in Hawaii. Thank you very much, Brad. I appreciate that. And George in Bellingham, thank you. And all of you who have pledged already. Some people do that online. I can't talk directly to Joe Cohen, but he's in the other room with his headset on, and we're looking at each other. But that's true, isn't it, Joe, that there is there are a number of people that pledge before, during, and after by getting to their computer and doing that. I don't know what the percent is. I mean, more people here now or more people there. But 70% online, that's a big move. That's a lot of money. And it's a lot of money here because we pay dues to National Public Radio. Joe, what'd you say, $1 million or close to it, something like that? 800,000, 850. Can you imagine that? And just think about the heating bill, which you guys turn off on Sunday. Oh, my goodness. Well, I mentioned Hawaii and Ohio and Roxanne in Vancouver, British Columbia. Loves Benny Goodman and the quartet from 1936 when the band was in Hollywood. Goodman clarinet, Teddy Wilson on piano, Lionel Hampton vibes and vocals, and Gene Krupa. Well, they're playing three selections for you, thanks to Roxanne, from me and Roxanne to you, Benny Goodman Quartet. Thank you.
know why I'm waiting. I know why I've been so blue. I prayed each night for someone exactly like you. Now why should we spend money on a show of two? No one does those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand. I want to hand the world to you, and you seem to understand each foolish little dream I'm dreaming, scheme I'm scheming. I know why my mother taught me to be true. She met me once someone, oh, that like you.
Yeah, swing it, Teddy, swing it, yeah.
Whiskey, babe, I will stay drunk all the time. All the time. If the blues was whiskey, I would stay drunk all of the time. Now if I get drunk, babe, I would leave you behind. I would leave you. Played a long, long time. Yeah. Oh, played Mr. Wilson. Played a long, long time. the crew will beat those riffs. He don't let you down, yeah.
Benny Goodman, his quartet in Hollywood, 1936 for Victor Records, a request from Roxanne in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. A lot of Canada listeners up there, and I'd like them to call 1-800-677-5758 and say thank you and support this program to continue it on for the benefit not of me, but of us. The music is us, you and me. And we heard Dinah, written by Joe Young, Sam Lewis, and Harry Axt, Exactly Like You by Jimmy McHugh, and Vibraphone Blues by Lionel Hampton. Goodman played the clarinet, and Teddy Wilson the piano, Lionel Hampton vibes and vocals, and Chicago's great Gene Krupa playing drums. Benny Goodman Quartet. The magic number, 1-800-NPR-KPLU, or 1-800-677-5758. Either way, you're going to get here and talk to our volunteers who have gratefully given of their time this Sunday afternoon to take your call. And we need 100 or so more calls now to get the 150 calls. The pledge is what you can pledge in support. Your voice is very important to us. That's right. You are just as important to me as the guy that gives $10,000. That's right. You call up, say I can afford $15. That counts. And if we get 150 of those people, then we get an additional $7,500. And that's not money in my pocket or Joe's pocket or somebody else's. That goes out the door with a stamp on it to somebody else, you know, to keep this thing going. I think I mentioned earlier NPR dues are way up there, almost $1 million. And this is a short fun drive, by the way. We did that because people, you know, we like the music. Would you stop with the talk? Well, we have to do that. That's the business part of it. But what we did in our last fun drive was we cut the amount of time of the fun drive in half. And you let us know. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Well, it's not much. I mean, to take this program, I'm here every Sunday during the year. That's 52. And you're here calling, too, unless you're calling to say, hi, I like what you did, or what do you call that, or whatever. And so this is your turn time. Now, we all know and are all in the big economic crunch. We know it's out there. It affects us all one way or another. But you can give something. And if you really listen to the program and it gives you joy, what these great artists do for you, then you're supporting them and the memory of them in many cases, by the way. But it's a memory of humanity. I mean, it's a memory of the beauty of humanity. Anybody could pick up a paper or watch the news and you see what the bad stuff is. This is positive. And we're not talking conservative. We're not talking liberal. We're talking you. You know, if you like Benny Goodman, great. If you don't like Benny Goodman, great. It's that easy. 1-800-677-5758. 1-800-NPR-KPLU. Well, Anne in Port Townsend, thank you, and Honolulu. Doug out there, Sundays with Ken is like going to school and church at the same time. Oh, my goodness, what a responsibility. Have you got a robe, Joe, that I might be able to? I'm joking, Doug. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. I really do. Let's see. $75, you get a tote bag. We all need a tote bag. I got a tote, and I need to have a bag for it. $150, you get Pat Metheny's new CD, Orchestrion. All right. And is that T-shirt in there on that, Joe? We have a T-shirt. We haven't had a T-shirt for a while. I guess this is one that we have had. Oh, no more? Oh, my goodness, no more T-shirts. Coffee cups are gone? Coffee cups are gone. Oh, my God. Pencil sharpeners? They're gone. 1-800-677-5758. Excuse me. A birthday today, 1923, Thad Jones was born just outside Detroit. He plays flugelhorn and trumpet here. He's going to play flugelhorn. And he got together with his friend Mel Lewis, a drummer. That's right. And they have a jazz orchestra, a brilliant one, from Solid State Records, 1966. And a happy birthday in the memory of Thad Jones and Mel Lewis. Here is ABC Blues by the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Orchestra. Give me a call, toll free, anywhere in North America, 1-800-677-5758. Thad Jones, Mel Lewis Jazz Orchestra, from Solid State Records, 1966, and ABC Blues, written by Bob Brookmeyer, and arranged by him, and he played the valve trombone in that. It's a birthday today for Thad Jones. He was born this day, 1923. In memory of him, and happy birthday. And Joe Farrell, tenor sax soloist. Jerry Dodson, alto saxophone soloist. The incredible, wonderful, big, warm bass playing of Richard Davis. And Thad Jones' older brother, Hank Jones, right there at the piano. 1966 ABC Blues. Well, we've had lots of calls from lots of people from all over the area of the map, of the globe, and glad to hear from you. Whatever you can give is in support. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and I am here 3 to 6 on Sundays. I started at this station on a Saturday night, stormy, rainy night. I walked here. And it was in July 10, 1982. And it's been a pleasure for me to be with you and you and you all that time to play this music. It's not about me. It's about us. Okay? And the wonderful stuff that we do. And that last piece, what a glorious composition. I wish I'd had time to spend more time to hear that band. They would get together on a Monday night and rehearse, of course. And who cares whether it's rehearsal or not, just watching what goes on, how artists work together. All right. 1-800, toll-free. 1-800-NPR-KPLU or kplu.org or 1-800-677-5758. We need 150 calls. We've had lots of them, but we need more by 6 so that those who listen to this program will give an additional $7,500. That's if we get 150 calls. Now, that pledge that comes in from you, as I said, to me, it's as important as a great big huge one. If it's $20, I don't care. $5, fine. It's wonderful. I'm glad you're doing that because you're giving your voice out here. You know, in that statement I just made, it says community service. That's what this is. And we present a really wonderful thing, I think, for all of you. And it's nice to hear from you. 1-800-677-5758. Do call and talk to our wonderful volunteers. What we have available, they'll let you know. And so on and so forth. Jeffrey in Boston heard me play Lightnin' Hopkins. I think he said 7-8 months ago. And he wants to hear Black Cat and Rainy Highway. And I'm glad to bring it along for all of you. From Candid Records, 1960, here's Lightnin' Hopkins. Give us a call, will you? 1-800-677-5758.
This is the Black Cat told that white cat, let's go cross town and clown. The white cat told the black cat to sit his black self down. And I just left like this. You know the black cat told the white cat, let's go cross town and clown. White cat told the black cat to sit his black self down, and they said, yeah. In the morning, I'll be at final day. Sit down, black cat. White cat told the black cat, say, I'm going wide and have me a time. Black cat asked the white cat, who is that at? And the white cat told the black cat, that's why I can drink me some wine. The black cat kind of got worried because he was a thunderbird, and he said, I heard you when you first spoke the word. Let's go. Yes, cross town. What they did. Cat told the white cat, stay where you can be. He said, I believe you're trying to cheat, pull me in there. Keep on going across town. Go on over there where they can drink some of that old Morgan Davis wine. Just go ahead on and drink that Marvin Davis wine. That black cat got word, you know, he got to begin to dance. The white cat told the black cat to sit down, see, look like you got ants in your pants. Black cat, he take out a word and he sit down and said, give me a little bottle of that Thunderbird. Both of them are drinking wine. One drinking Wagon Dave and the other drinking Thunderbird. They got drunk, they begin to stagger home together. Said black cat to the white cat, said, well, ain't we want one another? He said, yeah. Black cat told the white cat, I believe you're fitting a clown. The white cat told the black cat, you better set your black self down, because it ain't no time for no clowning and carrying out like that. You know that with that white cat. Cat told the white cat, say, you know we've been together, the white cat said, yeah. He said, don't make sense for us to get mad at one another. He said, no. He said, but you doing something I really don't like. He said, what is it? He said, just because you the black cat. The black cat told the white cat, say, I'm doing it because I'm in town. Since I had the biggest privilege, now you got a privilege to set your white self down. Rainy Highway. I was going down the highway. It was raining and it turned dark that night. I was traveling down the highway. It was raining and it turned dark that night. I was driving down in my car sometime. I didn't know what I was driving right. You know it was thunder and it was lightning. And the rain was falling down. You know it was raining and lightning. And the rain kept falling down. You know I had to pull off to the side of the road before I could enter that other town. You know it's lonesome on the highway when you're by yourself, man, late at night. You know it's lonesome on the highway when you're traveling by yourself. You know it ain't nobody but you, and you can't see nobody else. Rain still kept falling down. Oh yeah, the rain kept falling down. You know I had to pull off the highway before I entered that other town. Thank you.
Lightnin' Hopkins, Sam, his first name, known the world round as Lightnin' Hopkins, 60, for Candid Records. Jeffrey in Boston asked to hear that. Thanks, Jeffrey. Two of them written by Hopkins, Black Cat and Rainy Highway. Beautiful big sound, voice and guitar. And thanks to all of you that have called in the last few minutes, and we still need lots of you to call to get the extra money, but your call is important to us, whether we're getting extra or not. 1-800-677-5758 or online, kplu.org, or 1-800, toll-free, 677-5758. And our volunteers will happily take your call and your pledge, whatever the amount. The extra comes in if we get 150 calls, which we should get. How about that? And let's see the time here. Ooh, we must do business here. 88.5 we are. KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
Demetrius Jazz Alley. Thursday, April 1st through Sunday the 4th, it's the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. Also, Chick Corea and Gary Burton reunited April 13th and 14th. Information and reservations at jazzalley.com.
We need you to call. We need you to pledge. We need you to tell us you are out there. Many have. Arthur in Vancouver. Arthur, thank you very much, and it's always a pleasure to hear from you either by phone or by email. Karen, Olympia, Jim in Seattle, Dennis, Shoreline, kind comments. Thank you very much to all of you, and I didn't get to all of you, and if I didn't get to all of you, please excuse that, but this is one of those times when we have to talk about the number of pledges we need and the phone numbers and all that. $45 is the basic pledge we would like to get. And if you do that twice a year, that's $90. And if you listen all the time, you know, you figure it out. I mean, what does a movie cost now? But maybe if you hear something, you go out and get a record of it. I like that. I've had many listeners who hear something on this program and they like it and they go out and they start collecting. And it's a very personal, strong thing for you, a very healthy thing for you, because it's you. You don't have to worry about whether somebody likes it or not. The most important thing is, do you? And if you like something, then keep it around. You know those flowers that you grow out there outside? Well, all right, they're very personal to you, that sort of thing. You love your cat. I love mine. Except he eats all the time. Oh, well. So do I. Django Reinhardt, if you like his guitar work, and Stefan Grappelli, if you like his violin. Here they are from Rome in 1949. Give me a call and say thanks and pledge what you can. 1-800-677-5758. Django Reinhardt on guitar and Stefan Grappelli on violin, members of the Hot Club of France, and the quintet of the Hot Club of France, and they were in Rome to perform there, you heard, in 1949, Over the Rainbow. Harold Arlen wrote that. Night and Day, Cole Porter. Grappelli and Reinhardt, I mentioned. Gianni Safford, wonderful pianist. Carlo Picori, beautiful string bass player there. And Aurelio De Corilis on drums. All of that in Rome, 1949. Give us a call. We need about 80 pledges, something like that, before 6 o'clock. We need a total of 150 telephone calls and pledges just to get the extra money. Yeah, you know, I mean, we're talking $7,500, and that pays for some of what we need to do here in order to keep radio going. Everything costs, but you have to sit down and figure out, hey, what do I like? And go from that point. 1-800-677-5758. That's right. That's toll free anywhere in North America. And we've shortened this fun drive for you. Tomorrow at noon, it is over. So happiness for that, I guess. But you understand the practical part of all this. In order to have me here, they need to have you there. And vice versa. And that's the community service we're talking about when we talk about that. You know, you're members of this community that we call KPLU. Very important. You listen. And we need your help. We do. Right now. 1-800-677-5758. Do you remember Keely Smith? Do you remember her? Okay, she's going to come on board and sing for you. And her friend and mine and yours, Billy May, did these two arrangements for her in 1958. While she's singing his arrangements for you, give me a call. 1-800-NPR-KPLU.
Beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. Down deep in my heart, I hear it play. I feel it start, then melt away. I hear music when I touch your hand. A beautiful melody from some enchanted land. Down deep in my heart, I hear it say, is this the day? I alone have heard this lovely strain. I alone have heard this glad refrain. Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song. Thank you. sweet. The words are true. The song is you. I'll get by as long.
Keely Smith, I told you, remember? Several people called up. Yes, I do remember her. Well, there she was, or is. 1958 for Capitol Records, arrangements for her by Billy May. A genius in that category. The Song Is You, written in 1932 by Jerome Kern. Oscar Hammerstein II did the lyric from the musical Music in the Air. And I'll Get By from 1928, Fred Allert. And Roy Turk did the lyric. Keely Smith. Right here. On 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
GET, Washington's Guaranteed Education Tuition Program, helping parents save for college with a state guarantee and a nationwide choice of colleges. Enrollment is open online through March 31st. Information about GET and other benefits at get.wa.gov.
And support for KPLU comes from...
The Boeing Company, in support of Taproot Theater, presenting Brooklyn Boy by Donald Margulies, March 19th through April 17th. Brooklyn Boy is a story of growing up, coming home, and making sense of it all. Info and tickets at taproottheater.org.
All right, and we are here to continue with the next to the last day of the Spring Fun Drive. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Kent Wiley, and it's my pleasure always to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And we heard from Keely Smith, and we're going to go on with more, but we need you and 70 callers, something like that, in the next hour and 20 minutes in order to get some extra money from some listeners who have graciously offered up an additional $7,500 for us. And that helps us keep working. It's not money in my pocket or anybody else's. It just keeps it going here, the bills to be paid. You know about those. So the 150 calls that we needed, and that we need now about 70, I think, or 65, something like that, and brings in the extra money. But whatever you can give, you get a chance to talk to our wonderful volunteers who are here to answer your questions and to write down what numbers you give them and all of that. Another birthday, we had a Thad Jones birthday, and now it's Tete Montulio, great Spanish pianist in 1980 in Boston at the Boston University. He's going to perform for you. Have You Met Miss Jones, written by Richard Rogers, I think 1937, somewhere in there. And here he is. And he wants you to call, too, because it's his art as well as yours. 1-800-677-5758. Well, obviously on the job he was. A concert at Boston University. That was Tete Montoliu for Steeplechase Records, 1980. Solo piano. Have You Met Miss Jones, written by Richard Rogers. Tete Montoliu on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
Demetrius Jazz Alley. Thursday, April 1st through Sunday the 4th, it's the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. Also, Chick Corea and Gary Burton reunited April 13th and 14th. Information and reservations at jazzalley.com.
Okay, 1-800 is the magic number. 1-800 is toll-free. 1-800 is toll-free anywhere in North America. 1-800-677-5758. We'll get you in touch, excuse me, with our volunteers who have come in this afternoon to help out public radio and this program, The Art of Jazz. Or 1-800-NPR-KPLU. It's the same thing. Some people are letter-oriented, some people numbers and all that. And if you're at your computer, kplu.org. Well, I've heard from all kinds of people, and they've given me nice messages. I particularly like this that Pat called in and pledged and said, "You're guaranteed to bring my blood pressure down to manageable level." I love it. I'm happy that I could help out. Jane in Seattle and Joe and Julie in Seattle, and your kind remarks are appreciated, believe me. Well, the business at hand is to get you to call and pledge what you can. And that means what you can. But the call counts. If we get a pledge, a call and a little pledge from you of 150 pledges from the time we started at 3 o'clock until when I go away at 6, we get $7,500 more that helps KPLU continue on, and it certainly will help continue on me and the Art of Jazz. And if you like the program, do call 1-800-677-5758. I'm going to give you three in a row, and while these are going, you may like them. Harold Holliday is going to play his piano and sing. Lenny Tristano is going to play his piano and not sing. Sarah Vaughan is going to sing. While they're doing that, 1-800-677-5758, toll free. All right, 1-800-NPR-KPLU, toll free. And certainly, kplu.org. We need 50, 60, something like that, 50 of you to before 6 o'clock so we can get the extra money to help things out. Here are Harold Holliday first, Lenny Tristano second, and Sarah Vaughan.
Muddy Addy Blue. Woke up this morning with the Muddy Addy Blue. I lost all my money and my hat and shoe. I was playing boogie woogie and having my fun. I was playing boogie woogie, Lord, and have my fun. Up stepped the revenue miss, and you ought to see me run. When the revenue raided the brown house, machine gun was already set. When he raided the brown house, these guns already set. Put black shiny, ain't quit drinking yet. He made me play boogie-woogie, still not I play long. He made me play boogie-woogie, but I did not play very long. It seemed like to me, jailhouse is gonna be my home. Brown house, I won't have to have no fear. Next time I go to the brown house, I won't have to have no fear. Because as soon as it's open and I can get plenty beer.
Aurora Borealis, suddenly you held me tight. I could see the midnight sun. Suddenly the sky turned pale. I could see the midnight sun. Just on my sleeve, stardust on my sleeve. The flame of it may dwindle to an ember, and the stars and the stars and the stars forget to shine. See the meadow in December. I see a white light. I see white and crystal wine. But oh, my darling, always I remember when your lips were close. When your lips were close to mine, and I saw the midnight sun, and I saw the midnight sun, and I saw the midnight.
A set of three for you, from me. Harold Holliday in San Antonio, 1936, playing his piano and singing for you. Brown House Blues, he wrote that. Lenny Tristano in Chicago, 1946, solo piano. Don't Blame Me, written by Jimmy McHugh. Sarah Vaughan, Hollywood, 1978, for Pablo Records. Singing Midnight Sun. Lionel Hampton and Sonny Burke wrote that in 1947, and Johnny Mercer did the lyric in 1954. With her, Oscar Peterson, piano, Joe Pass, guitar, Ray Brown, bass, Louis Belson playing the drums. Well, we've got an hour to go, and we've had lots of calls, and we need you and about 45 or so other people to call if we're going to get the additional money. And we need that, $7,500. It's being given additionally if we can get 150 of you to call by 6, and now about 50 of you to call, I guess, something like that. But nevertheless, it's your part of this. This is public radio. That means you and me and your neighbor and all that, and all part of the picture. And what I play for you is a whole bunch of yous out there and a whole bunch of me's out there and us's making some really wonderful sounds. It's our history there in singing and in playing. It's our emotions out there for us to know that we all have those, and that's important to know. Well, it's positive, and if you want positive to continue, you have to help out positively. 1-800-677-5758, 1-800, toll-free, NPR, KPLU, or if you're online, kplu.org. And I don't know that much about computers. I know friends of mine that do, but you do. You know how that works. And it's easy to do. And we have volunteers who have come in on their Sunday afternoon to help out, to listen for your call. We need that call to come in now, between now and 6 o'clock. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And we need your call. Here's Errol Garner on the piano, Eddie Calhoun on bass, Kelly Martin on drums. Give us a call for them as well. Thank you. Errol Garner. And three of them for you. 1964 from MPS Records. Eddie Calhoun on bass, Kelly Martin on drums. Strike Up the Band, written by George Gershwin. Someone to Watch Over Me, by George Gershwin. And A Foggy Day, written by George Gershwin. Errol Garner. A lot of people call because they remember him, and he made them feel good, and that's what music does. It touches you about stuff. It brings up things from the past. Happens all the time. Senses, like smell, it does that, you know. I can smell the hot lunch program. Even though it has been years since I've seen a wiener wink. Oh, my goodness. Well, and it does. You know, you hear songs that your mother sang. That's, you know, that's something. Errol Garner did that for some folks, but we need some other folks to call. About 40 people between now and 6 o'clock to get the $7,500 extra necessary. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Demetrius Jazz Alley. Thursday, April 1st through Sunday, the 4th, it's the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. Also, Chick Corea and Gary Burton reunited April 13th and 14th. Information and reservations at jazzalley.com.
Now, 1-800 is toll-free, 677-5758 or NPR, KPLU, same thing, or on your computer, kplu.org, 1-800-677-5758. And that will get you in touch with us, and us means Julia, Joe's daughter, and two volunteers who come in here to look at the computerized screen, and we have another person there. Joe's there. I'm here. That's it. We're all gathered together in this spaceship, and we want you to call us. 1-800-677-5758. Steve and Edmonds, Charles and Snoqualmish, and Dorothy in Kent. Thank you to all of you, and those that I didn't get a chance to get the card on to mention, I thank you, thank you, thank you for, not me, but for this music, which is us. Shirley Horn. Now, I want to chase a tune. If you listen to the program, you know that when I chase a tune, it means a couple of different people doing it, just to show you how it's done by different folks, because that's what this is. This is an art. Shirley Horn in Hollywood. 1987 is going to do Gershwin's Our Love Is Here to Stay. Then Stan Getz with his band in 1955 in Hollywood, and his tenor sax is going to give us his version of Our Love Is Here to Stay. Please call us so our love can stay here for you. 1-800-677-5758.
Very much.
It's very clear, our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancy. Time they go, but oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time, the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tremble, they're only made of clay. But it's all so very clear, our love is here be passing fancy. And in time to go. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble. But our love, is here to stay. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time, the Rockies may crumble.
Well, that's chasing a tune. Our Love Is Here to Stay, written by George and Ira Gershwin. And Shirley Horn sang it for you and played the piano in her band. Charlie Abels playing bass and Steve Williams on the drums. In Hollywood at the Vine Street Bar and Grill, you may have been there. 1987, Verve Records produced that. And then, Hollywood, California, 1955, Stan Getz, his tenor, Lou Levy, piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums, and their version of Our Love Is Here to Stay. And that's what we're saying. We want to stay here. And we love you. And you love us. And it costs a little money to do that. We need, from 3 to 6 o'clock, we need 150 calls and the pledges from that call, those calls. And we need you and 30 people or so between now and 6 o'clock. And it's important. The money does not go to me. It goes to the station. The extra money, $7,500. Now, yeah, we've been talking off and on about that, and everybody's sick and tired of everybody else's problem, but, you know, it's just one of those things. I mean, you like something, you know, you go out and buy it. Take it home, put it on a plate. Right? Okay, well, it's like that. I mean, if this is nourishment to you, 1-800-NPR-KPLU. KPLU.org, 1-800-677-5758. And we'll be happy to take your pledge and to tell you that you've helped us in the direction of getting the extra $7,500 if we have 30 more calls. I think something like that. You and about 30 other people, something in that area. But don't wait till the last second, because we don't have that many volunteers to pick up on the phone. You know, it's one of those situations where we need you twice a year. I say, I need you. And 52 times a year, I say, I'm here for you. And I do the music. How many remember Heart and Soul? Everybody knows Heart and Soul. It was partially played. No one did the bridge, but they used to be two people at a piano at a summer camp, side by side, banging out. Da, 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 da. You remember that? Until you wanted to burn the piano? Well, I'm going to play Heart and Soul. Joe and I are going to drag in the piano. No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to do that. John Clayton, bass player and co-director of the Clayton Hambledon Jazz Orchestra in Hollywood 1991 for Capri Records, did a beautiful arrangement, and he included the verse as well as the bridge, all of that, a beauty. And then he did Benny Carter's Easy Money. So while the Clayton Hambledon, that's Jeff Hamilton, the drummer, and John Clayton, the bass player, and their jazz orchestra perform Heart and Soul and Easy Money, would you bring us some money to keep public radio going here at KPLU? 1-800-677-5758. Thank you. I'm poking some buttons here and get back to you. That was John Clayton, Jeff Hamilton Jazz Orchestra, the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra in Hollywood, 1991. Heart and Soul, written by Hoagie Carmichael. Beautiful arrangement that John Clayton did. He was playing bass in the band, and Jeff Hamilton's drumming. Easy Money by the great Benny Carter featured soloist, trombonist George Bohannon on trumpet, Clay Jenkins on alto, Jeff Clayton, brother, and Jeff Hamilton's drumming. Heart and Soul and Easy Money. Well, money isn't easy, but we're asking you to shake loose a little bit for us. 1-800-677-5758. We need about 20 or so of you to call before 6 o'clock, and we're happy to receive your call and your pledge. And before 6 o'clock, I always mention that because a group of people who listen to this program are going to give an additional $7,500 if we get the 150 calls by 6 o'clock. KPLU.org, 1-800-677-5758, 1-800-NPR-KPLU. Adds up to staying in touch with each other. That in touch and positive in touchness. It does. And we're getting down to it now. We need you and 20 people. Paul in Seattle, Carol in Linden, and Jewel in Victoria, and Ross in Vancouver, and many others that I haven't gotten anything to talk to about, but I'm happy that you called. If I don't mention your name, I love you anyway. You're helping out here. This is public radio. This is a community service, as we say. 1-800, toll free. 1-800-677-5758. We need you to call now. And don't jump it, you know, put it to the last second, because as I said, our volunteers aren't that many. Here's Art Tatum to play the piano for you, with Oscar Pettiford on bass. Okay, am I going to go there? No, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring back Stan Getz, because this is such a beautiful composition by Harry Warren. It's called Serenade in Blue. And Mr. Getz is going to play it on his tenor saxophone. While he's doing that, would you call us? 1-800-NPR-KPLU. We just need a few more calls, and we can get that extra money to help public radio, you and me, continue.
Thank you.
Isn't that beautiful? Stan Getz, tenor sax, Serenade in Blue, written by Harry Warren, and Leroy Vinegar, playing bass, Lou Levy, playing piano, and Stan Levy, no relation, playing drums, sitting in for Shelley Mann. 1955 in Hollywood. Well, Faith and SeaTac, thank you, Faith, and Gerald Federal Way, and Caroline in Seattle. They are some of a handful of people who have called in that last set. And between now and 6 o'clock, we need 17 people. Only 16 plus you. And if you haven't called, give us a call. And if you have called, call again. Get out and vote as many times as you can. 1-800-677-5758, toll free. That's free for you. We have volunteers here who are waiting to hear from you. And while Duke Jordan plays his beautiful composition, Jordu, would you call and pledge? 1-800-NPR-KPLU. Duke Jordan and his composition, Jordu, 1954, on a swing record that I have. His piano, Gene Ramey's bass, and Lee Abrams playing drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Demetrius Jazz Alley. Thursday, April 1st through Sunday, the 4th, it's the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. Also, Chick Corea and Gary Burton reunited April 13th and 14th. Information and reservations at jazzalley.com. The Museum of Glass, presenting Kids Design Glass, the exhibition, with 52 creatures imagined and drawn by kids, then created as 3D sculptures by glassblowers. Details at museumofglass.org. The Museum of Glass. All glass, all the time.
Well, we have a few minutes left, 12 minutes approximately, maybe 11. And we need about 10 people to call. You and about 9 others, something like that. David, thank you for calling from Port Angeles. And your kind comments about my program. Sandra, the same thing from Port Townsend, and Bruce in Tacoma. All of that, and those that I haven't mentioned, please forgive me for not having a chance to do that. But I do have a chance to say that at 6, if we have had 150 calls from you folks, we get $7,500 more. And that helps keep this public radio station going for you. We bring you news and extra stuff and blues and jazz and you name it. 24 hours a day we're here for you. And my part is Sunday, 3 to 6 p.m. It's been my pleasure being here on board since 1982. And all through that time, it's been a pleasure for me to bring you this art, because I know a lot of you haven't heard a lot of it, and some of you have. And it's a memory trip for a lot of folks. I get calls from people who remember dancing to Benny Goodman in New York in 1940. And isn't that something? When they were young, it brings back all that. And it's part of the picture of the creativeness of us, of our of our ability to capture each other in a kind of a spell. It's wonderful. That's what art is. And I do hope we have more of it in the school system in the future. That's my little thing about that. But it's part of it. Not everybody is artistic, but a lot of us are, and we don't have a chance to gather that together. 1-800-677-5758. We need about 8 more calls. You and 7 people. And we'll see how we do here. Let's I'd like to bring in Hampton Hawes, Jimmy Wood, and Art Taylor from 1968. Hawes wrote this. It's called Spanish Steps. And I'm going to poke a couple of buttons there to get to the right place. And while Hampton Hawes is playing, when his trio is playing for you, be part of this winning effort for public radio and for all of us. We need about 7 or 8 people, maybe, something like that. So give us a call, 1-800-NPR-KPLU, 1-800-677-5758. Hampton Hawes at the piano. And you might know of him, and being in L.A. as he was for several years there, 1968. Jimmy Wood bass, Art Taylor, one of the great drummers. And Spanish Steps, written by Hampton Hawes. Well, we have a few minutes before the end of my program and the beginning of All Blues, a wonderful blues program with John Kessler. Hope you stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, in between time, we need you and about three others to call so that we might get that wonderful gift from listeners to put an additional $7,500 in the pocket of KPLU so the business can go on. The business of keeping this station alive, public radio, my voice, your voice. Alan, thank you. From Olympia, Meg from Seattle, thank you. Timothy, one of the great spirits from Mill Creek. Elizabeth from Seattle. Herman from Firkrest. Terry from Redmond. All thank you for the kind remarks. And this is all part of you and me, and I'm happy to be here for you on Sundays. 3 to 6, as I said, I started in 82. I was doing Saturday nights way back then. And then I came in and became part of the Saturday and Sunday picture. And then I changed to Sunday, I don't know, Joe, what was it, 20 years ago, something like that. But give us a call. We need three more calls from you. 1-800-677-5758. That's right. We need you to be here. 1-800-NPR-KPLU. I think we did it. We need one more. I'm waiting to hear just one more. It could be you. Oh, what a gift. 1-800-677. We did it. Thank you very much. And I must say, you're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks very much for being out there.